to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that burger flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Burping herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing all the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Hey guys, welcome to the patio. It is tea, and man, it's hump day for sure. You know, this has been the longest two-day week I've had in a long, long time. But I'm glad to be here on the patio with my folks. We're a little late, and actually, we're going to cut it a little short. So there you go. We got a lot to talk about tonight, though. Obama, the music, goes viral. Gary, I think you could play Big Mike in that one. Angel Reese got a shoe deal, and she releases her logo, and that's extra special, as you can imagine. Rolling down the hill, chasing some cheese. Fortinberry, that sounds like the type of sport me and you'd be good at. Speaking of fathers, how are you, Fortinberry?
Doing well. Look, I'm over here just waiting to see this Obama musical.
We're going to watch the whole thing tonight. We're either going to gain viewers or lose them all.
So the hills have eyes.
The hills have eyes.
The sound of music.
The sound of Mike.
We're
close in ratings.
Hey. Brother Fortenberry's back with us this week. He's going to be helping us out with a lot of the back end stuff. But today he's front and center.
Back door, brother.
We got some details to work out. And the brothers are sitting beside each other. Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be on today.
And we got Mr. Scofflophagus himself.
Always popping. Always here on hump day. Can't miss the hump day. I'm feeling fine. Ready to shine.
And it wouldn't be hump day without the bourbon nerd himself. Bourbon nerd. You got some big news for him tonight, bourbon? What happens at top of the hour, bourbon nerd?
Oh, we're going to have a Bourbon Legends Live.
That'll be the first ever. Well, we had a first ever last week. That was kind of shit.
We're gonna have Bourbon Legends Live.
Bourbon Legends Live, come check us out.
We got a shit show. Didn't invite the supervisor.
You were in the middle of it.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, last week we just kind of, I said, hey, let's see.
You didn't know we went live.
Clearly not.
Anyway, you won't be able to find it out there. But anyway, yeah, at the top of the hour, we're going to be live. We're going to be hosting the Bourbon Legends as they prepare for their normal Wednesday night theme night. Tonight's theme is
scary movies. Oh, what?
Bottles you're willing to share with the Fortin brothers. No, that's not it. That's going to be another week.
Store picks.
Actually, we could make a whole episode of that, couldn't we?
We could.
Yeah, we'll be store picks. We got store picks to share. I'm trying to decide which one I may or, I know one I could do. Never mind. We'll do that one. But first, let's get into it. Obama the musical. Doesn't that sound like something you'd just love to see?
It would. It's like Dirty Mike and the Boys.
I think that would be.
It'd be like Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. Yeah.
Y'all want to watch some of it?
Oh, you got some. You got a clip of it?
I think I got a clip of it. If
I, can get I mean, it Michelle's here. Like Magic Mike. It's magical.
On my screen, they want the cover. Here it is. Calm the pants off my mama.
Wouldn't that Bill Clinton?
This could be Broadway, West End,
Global. Actually, that looks like it'd be fun.
Does it?
Oh, who was that dude?
Powwow.
Kind of cool. Obama the musical.
I don't remember.
Honestly, by the musical.
Like, everybody be asleep.
4 hours of sleep.
Falling on stairs, going to sleep.
Would y'all remember that skit on Saturday Night Live? The Rock Obama, you know, where he turns like the Hulk.
Yes.
That would be much more entertaining.
Not recall that one.
Oh, it's yeah, it was like Obama would get mad and turn it, and it was The Rock. He'd turn into The Rock.
I think I quit watching Saturday Night Live like before Rock Obama.
I think they have improved a little bit.
They have. I like Kenan Thompson.
He's they literally have good. Their highs and lows. Like,
my problem with Kenan Thompson is like, he peaked before he got on Saturday Night Live.
I mean, yeah, he didn't kill and all that.
He's went in reverse.
Oh, he's D3.
Most people use Saturday Night Live as a springboard. He used Nickelodeon to spring to He had the, nothing. Didn't go to the Saturday Night Live.
Hey, he had the knuckle puck, guys. D2 Mighty Ducks.
Well,
had
look,
the knuckle puck
time. So,
knuckle
so
puck was him one of them.
Yeah.
So Obama the Musical is going viral basically because of a cringeworthy bedroom scene depicted Michelle Obama, played by, Shanice, and Barack, played by former contestant on The Voice, T.J. Wilkins, singing about White House love.
Ooh.
As the two sing to one another, Joe Biden, played by actor Chad Dork, interrupts and hilariously attempts to join in for a menage a trois. Okay, this would be worth watching.
Okay. Right? You know what?
As the Obama shoo him away.
But I was like, I didn't know where I was at.
Did you kind of wander around the bedroom? That? Hey, what's going on?
You know what? Now I want to say this.
Yeah.
At least that scene. I might be able to find that scene.
That sounds hilarious.
Yes.
I'd watch it.
It'll probably be at the Orpheum.
Maybe. But
I figured Broadway.
It. Go check it out. Check it out, Barack.
So is this like off-Broadway production?
Obama.
Hmm.
I don't know.
If I'm like Wes, I'd rather see a Bill Clinton musical.
Oh,
yeah. That'd be awesome. It'd be a Showtime. You'd have to watch it on Showtime.
It'd be a late night.
Yes. After midnight.
Yes.
After midnight.
After midnight. Mm-hmm.
Who remember? What was that show called on HBO?
There's a lot of them.
Which one? With
Real
Monica Lewinsky?
Real Sex.
You know, Real Sex didn't even like, it wouldn't even be that controversial today.
I was about to say Dream On.
No, Real Sex, what I said, but I'll never forget the penis puppets.
What?
Yeah,
yeah, right. They do like the wristwatch,
the winged bat,
like
the what?
Wristwatch. They like wrap it around the
wrist. Loch Ness monster.
Made like a watch.
Yeah,
I can do the pinky ring.
Real Sex was on like all during the '80s and nineties, right?
Yes,
in 2000. It's probably no,
there remember. Was some messed up stuff on there too, though.
But what did it go to? Like 26, 27?
Now, how would you know?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
You seem very confident in your choice.
He subscribed to the magazine.
Yeah, you know, but stuff like this is so non-controversial now.
It is.
I mean, it's just normal now.
Actually, today, normal, it would probably be erotic from back into.
I think to myself sometimes that, like,
all right, Wes, you're redeemed. There's actually 33 episodes.
Okay, thank goodness.
33 episodes.
Modern teenagers do not know what it's like to hide a dirty mag under your mattress.
Right now, they just throw their phone.
Yeah.
Wes going to go back and try to find the rest of them.
You got to catch up. He said, dang it, I thought it was only at 26.
Yeah, like, they don't know. They don't know by pulling out a Nat Geo and looking at it.
So
sometimes you get lucky on PBS. Yeah.
Episode 26 that Wes referred to aired April 7th, 2001. These were the topics: Lessons in Love and Lust.
All right.
Love Lick Swing Fest, Tropical Tease, and Tight Squeeze. Tight Squeeze had to do with latex.
I saw that one.
Tropical Tease was Miss Florida.
Here's, I remember that one.
I remember that one. There's a few that I remember. I've seen a few.
I remember one.
The Bunny Ranch.
No.
The Bunny Ranch.
That became its own show.
Yeah, but that wasn't that a...
Is that where like it came off of?
Yeah, it originally was on there.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Late night HBO.
Mm-hmm. Late night.
Did y'all ever have a satellite? I didn't have a satellite, but I remember going to visit folks.
Once we moved up to cable, it was like a 13-channel cable. We were big fans.
We had one with a slide thing.
We had it for a little while.
The slide thing?
I'd stay awake at night.
You had a big satellite?
No. We just had the cable.
Did you ever have any experience with that big satellite?
Nope.
No.
Vivian had one. There were so many different weird, like you'd go to Saturn 53 or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the channels were just really odd.
All the East and West Coast channels were all weird. But no, I used to stay up at night and watch HBO late at night, but it's just see Tales from the Crypt.
And that blurry channel.
Yeah, Tales from the Crypt did come on.
That was on Fox.
And then you would go HBO. To bed and Jamie would watch Tales from the Hood.
That's a good show, too.
Good movie. Actually, it is a good
show. All you had to do is go uptown.
That's what living in the hood will get you. Angel Reese. Angel Reese made a lot of news last week claiming that in her opener against, what's her name? What's the girl? Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin,
CC.
That all the fans were racist. Well, it turns out the WNBA did a complete probe. If you can imagine, they recorded everything at these places.
Mm-hmm.
They found zero evidence of racism and that people just didn't like Angel Reese.
Well, that just makes sense.
Or the WNBA.
Yeah.
No?
I don't know. I think some people like WNBA. Tom Black just took offense.
Yeah. He did.
He's upset with
you. But Age of Race is one of the greatest phrases I've ever heard. They call her they call him me bounce for her.
Me bounce.
Because she misses so many layups and catches them herself.
Something tells me you probably did that.
Dude, I was a baller.
So I went and a shot just looked at her stats. They're not good. Like, her field goal percentage is terrible, and her team's like 0-4.
She was like 0-18 or something.
Yeah. She is the fastest to 500 points and 500 rebounds.
Yeah.
But most of the rebounds are from her own misses.
I guarantee you, more than 50% is a rebound. More than 50% of rebounds probably from her own misses.
Yeah.
He's getting blocked too. Get her own block because that counts as a shot and a rebound.
Well, she just signed a signature shoe deal and expected to release in 2026 is for $3. And I'm going to show you guys.
Where are they called?
Here we go. Look at this.
I can't see it.
We got something in front of our screen there, Daddy T. There you go. Thank you, sir.
That's kind of me.
Oh, like yeah.
Car logo.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I thought the angel.
I call him the Reebok.
Pull up a picture of Caitlin Clark's signature shoe.
But now, what did you call it, Wes?
It looks like the Angels, Anaheim Angels, or whatever they are. Yeah.
It's closer to Atlanta Braves, I think.
It looks like if you've been going there, Atlanta Braves car logo.
I agree with Jamie. That's what I heard.
So
I got a question. Where do you buy Reebok? I mean, like literally, I'm kind of.
Walmart sells Reebok.
But I don't know where you
I have Walmart Reebok underwear right now.
You can't find them in the Nike outlet store, though.
That'll make me jump higher.
No. So they're going to call these shoes the Reebok Brickies?
The Brickies.
That's because you talk about Caitlin Clark's shoe. It's a Kobe.
Yes.
Kobe.
It's the Mamba, Black Mamba.
Yeah. Oh, she wearing the Mambas?
Yeah.
Oh, that's her.
That's her own Mamba. Yeah.
She's got her own Mamba?
Yeah.
Oh,
those are cool.
Like, I want those.
Yeah. I want those.
I do too. I like want those.
I don't care what the Brickies look like. I want those.
I even like this yellow one, though.
So I saw a gray one she had on the other day that was
Asia. What's the Asia? I can't think of her last name.
Oh yeah,
AJA whatever.
Who makes Nikes, isn't it? Legends.
Yeah. They are really good. They are really nice looking shoes.
That's a good looking shoe.
That's a great looking shoe. Mm-hmm.
I like those.
So I'm curious to see what Reebok's going to put out for Angel Reese.
And honestly,
the bar is high.
That Kobe's high now.
Oh yeah. Honestly, the problem with Angel Reese, she keeps comparing herself to Caitlin Clark, and she's not a Caitlin Clark.
No, not close.
That's the problem.
Yeah, she didn't compare herself. Rodman comparing herself to Jordan. Know who you are.
Exactly.
She is a hell of a rebounder.
She's Rodman.
Even though they're rebounds,
she's Rodman.
Yeah.
Look, she's also.
She's not going to get the max deal in the WNBA.
But her name carries some.
She's
clout.
Famous for doing this. That's what she's famous for.
Beyonce put a ring on it?
No. Showing off that she won a championship against Caitlin Clark. If she had have done that gesture to Caitlin Clark, we would not know who she is.
Yeah.
But we would still.
Gary would. He's an LSU basketball fan.
I'm not.
Oh.
But so you know what?
I thought you was an LSU women's basketball fan.
No, I'm not. Not even close. LSU?
Exactly.
Can you name a female basketball player from Ohio State?
No.
No?
No.
Can't name one from our local town.
In that point.
Can you name one from the Redbacks?
No.
All right.
I can name one a softball player.
Yeah, because she's the best one in the nation.
Brie Ellis, yeah.
There you go. That counts for everything.
See, I can call her Brianna or something. See what I know. I bet her name is Brianna.
I know her number, 77.
I thought you meant her phone. I didn't tell you.
Get her online right now.
We hadn't called anybody since that time we called Wes to confirm the unicycle.
You couldn't duplicate it. Couldn't be better.
Fair enough.
Talk about sports. I brought it up, but Jamie, a sport I think we can get behind is this one. It's cheese. Look at this dude rolling downhill chasing that cheese. Now, I've seen that on another documentary.
I would have died. I've watched the documentary.
Watch it.
I did say that.
No.
Was that this year?
I don't see any cheese for them to chase.
They're gonna be looking for a neck brace.
I
think they roll a wheel of cheese down, if I remember.
That's what I thought. Or multiple.
And I think,
oh my gosh.
What do you get if you catch the cheese, though?
His shoe came off.
Who gets the cheese,
though? That dude's dead.
I think it was his arm.
Yes. You think his arm came off?
Yeah.
His arm.
I'm sure he broke something.
That yogurt is flying.
I ain't chasing no cheese down. No,
I would lay on my side and roll behind the cheese.
Throw me some plastic out. I'll slide down on you.
And off the subject, I saw where today where some dude died from. Have y'all seen the rugby style one on one where they hit each other?
Mm-mm. I have no idea what you're referring to.
Dude died.
One on one rugby.
Yeah, like one guy has about. We played this football.
Is that Oklahoma drill?
That's the video from P. Diddy.
It's Oklahoma drill. No pads on.
Yeah, no pads on. They take a rugby ball and one runs, one tries to stop.
Yeah, that's Oklahoma drill.
Yeah, it's like we
got something. I ain't gonna say that.
But usually,
no helmet, no nothing.
There'd be like 30 of us.
I saw it made news.
Dude, let me look up.
You look up dude dad.
But the cheese dude didn't die.
Yeah, we used to play football like that.
Yeah, and it's how we all had that dream.
You'd run in there. Wait, no, he's talking about us sitting at the house. I had helmet
pads on.
No, he's talking about sitting at the house and you throw it behind your back.
That was 2 days ago, but yes, you're right. Teen. He was a teen. Young man identified in local media died hospital Monday after a game of Run It Straight.
Run It Straight.
Run It Straight.
Okay. There you go.
I'm not playing that either.
Nope.
Run it back, maybe, but not straight.
I ain't running nothing.
Yeah, we walk it slow.
It's rough.
Scientists at Kyoto University in Japan are testing a new drug, TRG-035, that's shown promise in regrowing teeth in animals.
Oh, I heard about this.
The drug works by inhibiting a protein called USAG1, which suppresses tooth development. Initial human trials involving 30 adults, aged 30 to 64, who are missing at least one tooth are underway at the hospital. Man, you know what would really happen?
I got a couple missing teeth.
Yeah, but the wrong ones will come in.
All the rest of them get longer.
All the rest of them get longer. Wisdom teeth come back.
How do they turn with teeth grow, though?
How do you?
They're trying to make meth heads unstoppable.
Yeah, how do you pick which one grows? I mean,
we won't know the meth heads among us no more. Yes. They can grow teeth.
You're like, wait a second, you're just skinny.
It successfully activated dormant tooth buds and led to new tooth growth.
I mean, really,
we'll be like sharks.
But if you could grow teeth back, what's the difference between Ozempic and meth?
Good point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Probably cheaper.
Have you ever seen a X-ray of a toddler's or baby's skull?
Creepy. Oh, yes. Kind of freaky.
There's a reason they do MRIs. Oh, yes.
Of a baby's
skull? You ever see the X-ray of a baby's skull?
Do you have that?
I know that they're very, when they come out, they're very malleable.
Here we go. Is that going to be
phobia of the holes and stuff?
You may not be able to sleep again.
So you're going to be able to see the holes? And I ain't holding a baby.
Check this out. Creepy as hell.
Yeah.
Check it out. Look at all those teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
Marty, you didn't know that either, did you?
Those look like growths.
I know.
Uh-huh. No, I just never thought about the fact that all those teeth are there.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's insane.
Well, now I'm sure there's a certain stage that picture's taken at that's got all of them. It's not probably
all the time. All of them.
That looks like our logo.
that one dude has a lot more teeth.
Baby teeth, man.
Baby teeth.
You ain't never seen that before. Another scientific story, since we're on science, flushing oxygen through the rectum. Also known as interior ventilation via anus or rectal oxygen therapy, is a method being explored for delivering oxygen to the body when traditional respiratory methods are insufficient. It involves delivering oxygen through a gas or an oxygen-rich liquid.
Or somebody just whispering in
there. I've said the external release of oxygen out of my...
So, is
healthy.
Yeah. So the next time, somebody needs CPR, go blow their butt home.
Scientists are just proving that the rectum's like the ocean. It's like 95% undiscovered.
They're just finding new ways.
Let's wrap our minds around this. They're inserting air into your
rectum. How do you keep it in, though?
And you absorb the oxygen.
You do. That's what it's saying.
Through the intestine.
So, dude, think about it. If you're a runner, you can put a little oxygen pack on and...
In your anus?
You're double oxygenated. You're more oxygenated.
That's probably what biker dude did. Armstrong.
Armstrong, yeah.
He was taking steroids and had anal oxygen.
You started a little oxygen tube in there?
That air's got to come back out.
It does have to come
out. Nobody's saying
you got to be careful.
You got to be careful.
You might want to be close to the house when you get
that. No, that's why. Have you ever seen the liquid that you can submerge in and breathe in?
No,
I thought that was in movies.
No, no, it's a real deal. That they take a mouse and submerge it in the liquid, and it can breathe in the liquid.
That's cool.
Huh. It's whatever the liquid is. It your lungs, the fluid, it goes in your lungs.
It reminds me of The Abyss. You remember that movie, The Abyss? Oh, yeah.
I watch it. It's terrifying.
Yeah, that because you're like your body's telling you don't do it.
Mouse under this liquid go.
That's crazy. The Abyss. The Abyss was a good movie though.
It was a good movie.
There's aliens under the water.
There is.
That's wow.
Oh, today is a holiday, guys. It's National Beef Hamburger Day.
Ooh,
as like opposed hamburgers. To
non-beef hamburgers. So if you're eating them black bean burgers.
By the way, those are delicious. They really are. Yes.
Okay.
I went vegan for a while. Not vegan. I was vegetarian.
And a lot of times they're more expensive than the regular hamburger. Oh, a
lot
too. More expensive.
National Hamburger Day. A lot of people offer free food today, including Burger King, Wendy's, and Dairy Queen.
What?
How did I miss that? I don't know.
I didn't get a notification.
Probably
why. We could have racked up.
So you go to Huey's, get the egg burger, the sunrise burger with the black bean.
Why would you do this, Jamie? No.
It's delicious, dude.
That's like Cookie Canucks. I can't stand their special burger with all the fried egg on top and all that.
I mean, oh, no, I love egg on a burger.
Nope.
Yeah, I'll take an egg on a burger.
I'll take egg on anything. It's pretty good.
Shake Shack.
Sometimes I get real ventures. I put egg on egg.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, I've done it before. You do like a fried egg wrapped in scrambled eggs.
Put egg on chicken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like a chicken sandwich.
Put egg on chicken. That's like a chicken sandwich. Who came first? I don't care.
I don't care. I'm
eating them all. Eating them all. They eating them all.
Right now, the egg going in my mouth first.
All right, let's go to the chat here. Actually, you guys can't see it, but I'm going to stick it over here for now. And then we're going to be signing off here in a minute. We got BBE, David Base, 22 people in chat. Thank you all. Philly Yorkie whiskey for me. Where do we get our topics? Oh, we might have to keep that secret. Mike Brock, there's the Bourbon Legends. I almost jumped at the top some kind of way. Fly Fisher, Slideshow. When talking about Angel Reese, I believe the words you're searching for are Jamie, that guy is your type of guy.
Sideshow needs him a ranch. Yeah.
I can't do it from here. We'll get him in a minute. Rock. Show me the proof.
Tom Black.
Marty, hit that button. Thank y'all all for joining us.
Streamyard. Look at all those guys that don't have ranches.
Yeah.
Well, that's a rat. On
YouTube. They're on Facebook.
They are. Jamie, Father Fort.
Hey, guys, words. Thank y'all for watching. And you know what? Angel Reese. I'll agree
Brother
with
Fortenberry.
Just there. Thanks for having me again, guys. I look forward to working with y'all behind the scenes in the future.
Gary,
go out and get you some me-bound brickies.
Marty, what you got to tell these folks?
Hit that thumbs up. Thank y'all for watching, and check us out in about 2 minutes on Bourbon Lit.
Hey, guys, thanks for stopping by. Look, I know it was a little bit short. We got a little bit late. We had a really packed evening. But we're going to be coming over to see why you're going to be live for a little while over at Bourbon Legend. Check us out. But Life in the Patio. We're out of here.
What's up, Roger?